Okay. Right. Okay. Okay. We got a little ahead yesterday. we got a little bit ahead yesterday. We're about 10 lines down already on the Yomut. Tona Rabba Bar Bar Chana. We're in the. This is the sugya we're going to come back to it later in Kuf Chof Dalet again. Kuf Chof. Of how you make something that's mukta. If you prepare it on Erev Shah, how much do you have to do? That's basically our problem. So let's see. Tona Rabba Bar Bar Chana Kame De Rav. Choroye Shel Dekel. Choroye Shel Dekel is the palm branches when they harden. They're basically the lulavim. If you know when they spread out, those leaves fall off, then they become very hard. They're called choroyes. So now, Shegodron La'etzim, meaning when he, Godron means to cut down on tomorrow, whenever you cut, it's Kitsira by wheat, they use the word Gedira by dates, by palms. So he cut them down for firewood. So that's real mukts. It's a bunch of firewood. However, didn't have as much furniture as we did. He needed some more. He needed something to sit on. So benimlach aleim liyeshiva. He now decides. I guess he got the bundles of these branches of some sort. He wants to sit on it on Shabbos. Okay, now it's muktzah. Says the
Tanna. On Shabbos that the nimlach.
No. Before Shabbos. Shabbos is too late. Tzarech lekashya. That's the Tanna Kamma. We're gonna have three levels here. The Tanna Kamma says it's not enough. It's not enough to think on Erev Shabbos or to say, I'm going to use this as a chair tomorrow. You got to do a maisa. So you got to tie them up. Because you have to show your intent with a maisa. Reb Shimon Gamliel Amar, ain't tzarech lekashya. You don't have to do the maisa. You do have to think, though, on Erev Shabbos, these choroyis that used to be for firewood, I'm going to use them tomorrow for a chair. Okay? So that was Rabbi Bar Bar Chana. He brought to Machloikis. That's two. We're going to have a third opinion in a second. Hu toni lo, v'hu amar lo. He then said, halacha k'Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Meaning, you don't have to do a maisa that shows your intent. You do have to express your intent. Express, I don't know if you have to say words, but you have to think about it. Now, itmar Rav Omar. Now we're gonna, so we had 2 days, right? You have to do the maisa or you don't. Now comes, we'll have a three-way Machloikis and Amiruim. Itmar Rav Omar. Choyshev, you have to tie it. Shmuel Omar, Choyshev. Okay. Ravasi Omar, Yoyshev. That doesn't mean, really means Yoshav. Or Yoyshev, you look at it on Friday. Afo Bishlo Choyshev, Afo Bishlo Choyshev. Ravasi, the way it came out, all the Rishonim learn. It's a little counterintuitive, but it's less. In other words, the heaviest requirement is the Tanakam. He says on Erev Shabbos, not only do you have to express your intent, you have to express your intent in a mice. Rav Shimon says, I don't need the mice. You can think there's going to be a chair. Rav Asi says, even less. If I sit on it on Erev Shabbos, I didn't think anything about Shabbos. That's less. They see that as less because I didn't even think intent on Shabbos. I happened to have sat on it on Friday. That makes it into a chair. That's your lowest level. Yeah. No, because they hold that just sitting on it doesn't change it. Yeah, it was around, so you sat on it. It was convenience. You showed no. You had no intent to make it a chair for Shabbos. When you sat on it, you sat on it because you need a chair quickly on Friday. But that shows no intent, what you plan on doing with it on Shabbos. Today, well, that's enough. You've got to have some, the Tanakam and Shingle hold, you have to have some sort of kavono that on Shabbos I'm going to use it. By sitting in on Friday, you're not showing anything about Shabbos.
It's one of the opinions that you have the action and intent.
Well, any action has intent, obviously.
Well, no, in other words, you're sitting on the chair. Is there one saying that you have to have the intent that it's going to be used for Shabbos and do the action?
That's the Tanna Kamma.
Okay.
Right. I not only have to intend to use it on Shabbos, I have to do something on Friday that shows I'm making it a chair for Shabbos. Now, so let's go slow here. We started off with two opinions in the Tannaim. We came out with three opinions in the Amoraim. So Rav and Shmuel are okay. Rav and Shmuel are basically mimicking the Tanna Kamma and Rav Shimon Gamliel. That's what it says. Bishlama Rav Hudo Amar Tanna Kamma. Rav said Koshe, that's the Tanna Kamma before. Shmuel Nami Hudo Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel. Because Shmuel said Koshe, that's Rav Shimon Gamliel. You don't have to tie it, but you do have to think on Friday, this is going to be my Shabbos afternoon chair. El Ravasi Doma Keman. Where did Ravasi come from? He is saying less. No intent for Shabbos at all. The fact that I sat on these branches on Wednesday, not thinking anything about Shabbos, that itself makes it ois mukta. Where'd he come from?
And he still intends to use it as firewood. I mean, he said he intends to use it as firewood.
He doesn't intend. He's blank now. He cut it from the tree as firewood.
So it's blank. He didn't intend
it. Now he doesn't do. Nothing goes through his mind. He just sat down on it. Kiman. We're going to find a Tana like him too. And the truth is interesting because most of the Rishonim are passing like him. Most of the passing like in this, if you use the thing, if I have a thing that's Mukta and I use it on Wednesday for a purpose, that's enough. With intent, without intent, if I use it once, according to most. Again, we're going to see later in Kola Kalim, there's a lot of gradations here in what kind of thing it is. It's, it, like, no, she'll. Things, the way they saw these branches were often used as benches. It's not a totally crazy thing he's doing. If it's a totally crazy thing it's doing, then it wouldn't be enough. Let's say we're going to have case later, stone. You put a stone down on a barrel, on the top of a barrel. So the guy says it later, becomes a buses, doesn't become a buses. When it becomes a buses, once I put it down on a barrel, so I used it as the cover of the barrel, so it's all over, it's not mukse anymore. So they differentiate, because a stone is not used as the cover of a barrel. But charoyis were used as chairs. But a thing like this, which was used, it's not totally nuts. You're not taking a stone and making it into your bottle cap. But a thing like charoyis, which had, people did use it, most people pasken like Rav Asi. You don't need any intent. If you use the ones, good enough. Now, where did he come from? So let's go slow here. Let's see this, Bryce. Yoitzin bepikairen ubitzifo. Okay, they have words for this. Rashi learns Pekurin and Tzifa are basically, if Pekurin is Pishton, Tzifa is Tzemer. It's basically Pishton and Tzemer. It's unprocessed anything, but they would use it as a, sometimes they would use it, what?
To stop the blood.
Yeah, as a bandage. Yeah, right. Right, well, not to stop the blood so much as a protection that the wound shouldn't get hurt. Because we don't want to get involved in refuah over here. The tzemer provides mukta or something else. It's a refuah. You can't do a refuah on Shabbos. Rashi says it's not a refuah. You're not putting medicine. It's just to protect the wound from being scratched. They have English words for these things.
It says comb flax and comb wool, whatever that means.
Yeah, the Shabbos, right. Okay. It is. That's Rashi. It says comb, comb, but so in its raw state, it's mukta. So let's see what it says. Yaitzim bepikayun ubitzifa bismach shitzovan b'shem v'karchum m'shicha. If on Friday you shmir it with shemen and some sort of mashicha, then it's okay. Then you're clearly making it ois mukta. I mean, that's the heaviest level. Now, right. That doesn't mean just you can't carry them out. You can't be metal to them or all the mukta. It's like a two-step thing here. If you didn't do anything to them, there's two things. You can't, the muktzah, you certainly can't wear them outside. If you did prepare them, then they're not muktzah, you can also wear them outside, because it's considered a beggar also. There's two steps here. So the Reish is telling you the bigger chiddush. If you prepared them, not only is it not muktzah, but it's also not carrying. So the second, the Sefer says, if you didn't prepare them, you can't wear them outside. You also can't wear them inside, because they're muktzah. Just since the Reish said go outside, it talks about going outside. Okay, now. But vim yotzu ben shuachas mi boyim. If on Friday you wore it outside, as Tosfos says, even inside, doesn't matter. It means you wore it as a bandage with no intent at all. That is Rav Asi's shita, basically. It's the same type of thing over there. The Reisha would be required by the Tanakhama. You'd have to not only have intent for Shabbos, you'd have to do a Maisa showing your intent. You'd have to shmear it or something like that. According to the Rav Shimon Gamliel, you just have the intent. And according to Rav Asi, that's the end of the braisa. Even if you wore it once, you had no intent. You once put it on and wore it, that would be enough. Okay, so we remain with a three-way machloikis over here. Now comes Rav Ashi and says, Afanan namitinino, he claims it's a stam mishnah later like Rav Asi. And that's why many people paskin like Rav Asi. Because Rav Ashi, who's himself a Basra, obviously goes with him and claims we have a stam mishnah like him. Now this is an interesting mishnah. We're going to come to it later. Hakash al gabi amito, he's got this, he's got straw. He's got straw on his bed, right? Now, straw was, Rashi says, standardly used either for building bricks or for firewood. So straw on Shabbos is a mukts. He's got it all over his bed, right? It wasn't put there to sleep on. Someone dumped it on his bed. It was put there to make the bed, then he turned it into a bed. But it was dumped on his bed, okay? Now, he wants to go to sleep over there. So he's got to move over the straw. He's got to move over the straw so that he can find a comfortable place to lay down on the bed. He can't move it around. He moves it around. He pushes it like this. He just moves it around like this. An indirect type tilt. Tilt o'clock a yacht. Okay, we'll get back to that later, how that works. That's another type of tilt o'matzad. It's a little different than the tilt o'matzad we had before. Tilt o'matzad we had before was a normal way of carrying, but it was indirect. You move this to move that. This is direct, but it's a strange way of doing it. Okay, now, Avol, Imhoya Michael Behemo, if that straw was set aside for Michael Behemo, there's no problem, because Michael Behemo is not Muktzan Shabbos. Oh, Shehoya Olof Kar Osadin Miboid Yoim, if there was a pillow on the bed, meaning, says Rashi, he lay down once on it, then Menano Biyodo, then you can move a chance that Muktzah. Understands Rav Ashi, even though he had no intent, it doesn't say he had any intent, means he laid down once on it during the week. That's Rav Ashi Shita. According to the Tanakhama, you would have to have intent and somehow do something to the straw. I don't know what you'd have to do. According to Shimon Gamaliel, you need some sort of a yichud. You'd have to say, I want this to be my bed. According to Rav Ashi, all you have to do is lay down once on it during the week. Says Rav Ashi, that's how the Mishnah says, Shema Minna. Now, we just have to be a little careful. We discussed yesterday, what does it mean, let's say, yichud? The ones who hold you have to say it's going to be this. What does that mean? You have to set it aside forever? Or you have to set it aside for Shabbos? A big difference. Yesterday we had yichdon l'hatmona, and Rashi said l'oilom. It means, in those gizetzem, I say, these are finished with commercial purposes. This is from now on my kitchen usage. Explains the run, that's not what we're talking about over here. He says, if you are miyachet something forever, nobody's going to be make a machloikas. Of course it's a smoke, so what do you want me to do? I take the thing, and I say, from now on, let's say, what do we got here? Chayor shel dekel. I say, I'm making this my couch, and I give it to my wife for the Thanksgiving Day present. And this is the couch for the rest of our married life. What do you want a guy to do? Nobody's going to argue with that. Of course you're making a smoke. It's not branches anymore. Now it's what should you do? Rav Duran says, that's nothing to talk about. Nobody would require a mice over there. Yichdon la'olam is nothing to talk about. This sugya is talking about yichdon l'Shabbos. In other words, I want to use it on Shabbos for a couch, but now after Shabbos it's going back to what it used to be. That, Reb Shimon Gamliel says, is enough. That, the Tanakhama says, is not enough. You only want to use a vidish Shabbos, you're going to have to make a mice. Well, we, or Rav Ashi holds, you don't even need that. Just using it. Rav Ashi is all the way the other way. But says the Ryan, you can't be. It's interesting, he's right. The words of the Gemara are different. Yesterday we called it Yichton Latamana. Here we said Chishay. We never said the word Yichton. Because yesterday we were talking about setting aside forever, making it Ois Tzemer, and now we'll clear my kitchen. That nobody disagrees with. That's not what we're talking about over here. Here we're talking about. I said I want to use it for Shabbos for my thing. Sunday's going back to what it was. That's this machloikas. Okay. So you have to be careful because Rashi on the second line says yichdon la'olam. When he talks here about chishev, he says Shabbos. Chishev alein leishev lemochar. Tomorrow he switches right here because we're talking about two different things here. Okay. Now let's keep going. Fight that. Where are we? Yeah. Oh, umantana de polagalei de shem gamliel. Where's the Tana that disagrees with Rav Shimon Gamaliel? Meaning, who is the extreme Tana that requires even a Maisa? Who is that? Rav Chanina ben Akiva. And we had a story with Rav Chanina ben Akiva. Kosar Rav Dimi, Omar Ze'iri, he said over a story like this. Some Rav Chanina, Pam Achas, Holach Rav Chanina ben Akiva l'mokem echot. He came to a certain place. Obviously, it was Friday afternoon. He was setting up shop for that Shabbos. Okay, that's mukts we had before. There was in that place charoyes shel dekel that were cut down for firewood. Okay, that's mukts. Now he apparently is tomorrow. I was going to say shit. He needed Pesach is very bad to sit. So what do you tell them? Omer lehem l'talmidu tzu v'chishvu kedei sheneishev aleihem l'mochar. Go and think that we're going to use them for couches tomorrow. Okay. Now this is exactly the machlokes the Tanakam Reb Shimon Gamliel. According to Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel, that's it. It's all over. According to the Tanakama, it's not all over. They're going to have to go and tie each bunch. Now he's we're trying to show that he's the Tanakama. Here, be careful here. L'chur, he's exactly Reb Shimon Gamliel because he's saying go and think, and that seems to be enough. He points out the Ram. What did he say to think? Not forever. We're in that world. Now, says Reb Zera, continuing the story, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if there was. I know they were very busy then Friday. And I'm not sure. I don't remember exactly. Was it because there was a Beis HaOvel going on over there, so we're busy being Menachem Oval, or there was a Chassan, so they were busy? That's the story as reported. Now, what do I care? Of what relevance is it that he's telling us this? You know what I mean? 22 minutes. I'll give you the world. This is the news. World News Roundup over here. Like, what do I care what happened that day? Obviously, he meant to say that the only reason Reb Hanina Bar Akiva allowed them to get away with just thinking was because they were very busy. And I don't remember they were busy because there was a chasana going on, or they were busy because there was a Beis HaOvel going on over there. But meaning Reb Hanina Bar Akiva under normal circumstances would not have allowed them to suffice with Tzu v'Chishvu. He would have required more because he is the Tanakhama. He was Makel here because of the Beis HaOvel or the Beis HaMishnah. That's what we're reporting. Let's just finish the story. Midika Omar, from the fact that Reb Zeri, I'm not sorry, it's the Iri, in reporting this story, said over, I Beis HaMishnah, I Beis HaOvel Hava, Dafka Beis HaOvel Beis HaMishnah. That's part of the story. That is the only reason that he allowed Tzu v'Chishvu. The treaty, they were busy, as Dr. Rashi, and they weren't able to do the tying. They were too tight in time to tie all those bundles. So he was moderate. But if not for that, Aval Hoch, under normal circumstances, Koshar Ein, Lo Koshar Lo, he would have required more, meaning he would have required tying those bundles. This is that Tanakam. Yeah.
In the Gemara, they add that he says, go there and think that you're going to be using them. Do they, does there have to be some type of Kenyan? Do they have to look
at
it?
No. The government uses tzu doesn't mean necessarily go there. Go out and see tzuru, you know. It's another thing. Okay. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Machnis Adam Meloy Kuposo Offer. So he said the other day, had an ASIC there with cleaning, didn't that? That whole system was different. They used Poshit Offer to cover up dirty things. Roik, tzoy, what are you going to do with something? A kid with a dirty, what are you going to do? Not much to do. So they would cover it up with offer. So you needed offer around. Now offer is muktza. You got to do something. Isaac, they have viewed the interesting thing. Mach this other local possible offer. You can bring a box full of offer and dump it in your house. Voice a bowl called sarko. And that's not muktza. Sounds like the bringing it in is enough. Dosh mazucha, mishmei de mazucha rabo, vuhu she yichad lo keren zovis. Yeah, okay, let's please understand. You're not talking about a floor like this. You're talking about a parquet floor. You're talking about a dirt floor. So, what does it mean? You brought in a box of dirt and you dumped it on the floor. If you dumped it in the middle of the floor, now it just became your floor. You're not accomplishing anything. People are going to walk on as a floor. That doesn't do anything. That's bottled to the karka, and you accomplish nothing. It means you miyachle keren zovis. I boiled it all up in a special corner. I mean, I'm showing that I'm not making it part of the floor. People trample on it. So that makes it nice moves. Now, let's just think here for a second. In terms of what we learned before, what is this? Is this the Tanakam or is this the Shimon ben Gamliel? Well, it certainly is the Shimon ben Gamliel. It's certainly Choshav, obviously. He's bringing it in to use on Shabbos. That is Choshav. Now, the question is it a Maisa or not? It's interesting. The Gemara does not consider this a Maisa. The Rosh explains, anyway, so explains the Rosh. The Rosh, tells the Rosh explains that this is not called a Maisa. Apparently it sounds, I don't know, its words are, this is not considered a Maisa in the offer or Nara Machshava. The way I understand it is, when the Maisa they needed, you have to do something to the object. In other words, You have a bunch of branches. You want to make it a couch so you can sort of shape it. When you tie it into the bundle, you're doing something to it that's a mice. Here, just transporting it from here to here is not called a mice. To be a mice, I'm not sure what kind of mice you need for the Tanakam. That's going to be the discussion in the Gemara. You'd have to do something to the offer. Now, what are you supposed to do to the offer? You're not building it into anything. You just want it available to take a dump on something else. It doesn't get what the Gemara says. It's an interesting case. The Gemara sees this as something you can't do a mice to. There's nothing I can do. What am I supposed to do? Tie up the offer? That's silly. Put it in a box? That's counterproductive. I want it loose, I can use it. There's basically no mice that you can do. So now we're up against an interesting thing over here. We have Reb Shimon Gamliel said it's enough to express even mentally your intent on using it on Shabbos. The Tanakhama says it's not enough. You gotta do something to the thing that somehow changes it. Not integrally, I mean, not changing those branches, but at least externally you're changing it by tying them up. Now I'm presented with something, offer, which I can't do a ma'isa to. So what's the Tanakhama going to say? You got two options, obviously. Either Tanakhama can throw up his arms and say, there's nothing I can do for you, I'm sorry. He can't do a ma'isa, it's going to remain mooks. I don't know what to tell you. I'll have to get another sanitation system. I can't help you today. Or the Tanakhama could say, I require a ma'isa where a ma'isa is possible. If there's no ma'isa possible, then the best thing you can do is chishev. It's two options. Shtei drachim lefaneinu. Lamazen. Okay. Omer Rabbona kamei de Rav Papa kiman k'Rav Shimon Gamliel. L'chur, this is going like Rav Shimon Gamliel, because all he's doing is machshava. He's not doing a ma'isa to the offer. So he's going like Rav Shimon Gamliel. L'chur, that's what he held. The Iker Rabbonon, ho amre bin in ma'isa. And you're not doing a ma'isa to the offer. Omer Lohu Rav Papa, no. Afilu tamer Rabbonon. When Rav Yudah said this, then it's true even in the Rabbonon. Ad kan lo kamei Rabbonon de bina ma'isa elamidi de ba'aravida by ma'isa. When did Rabbonon say you need a ma'isa? And it makes a lot of sense because what are we talking about here? We're not talking about a mitzvah d'oraisa. We're talking about muktzah. We're talking about showing intent to change what it is. So the Rabbonon, the Tanakhama requires the most. Basically, that's what we're coming down to. If you could do a ma'isa, I want the ma'isa. If you didn't do the ma'isa, you didn't do enough. If you can't do a ma'isa, you did the most. That's all. That's all they're requiring from us. I feel tamer Rabbonon. I can't look at Rabbonon. They be the ma'isa. The only time they said you need a ma'isa, elamidah the baba be the ma'isa. It's something you can do a ma'isa to. Avamidah abba be the ma'isa. You can't do a ma'isa to. Lo name it. They never said. I'm sorry. Lo, they never said it. Okay. So now came to a new step that the Tanakhama, who requires kosher before, is only when you can do a ma'isa. If you can't do a ma'isa, you can't do a ma'isa. Zog digmor name it tanoi. May that may be goof for machlokes tanoi. Let's see. Bakol chofin es hakelim. You can chofin means to rub down, to polish kelim. Chutz mikli kesef begarsekoin. Except kli kesef, you can't rub with garsekoin. Now garsekoin is something they called alum. Srif, we had it before. It's some sort of a cleaning agent, and they have an English word for alum. That's what Rashi says. They got it from the Rashi. Yeah. Anyway, when they finished a kli chesed, they used to rub it on it. Silver is soft. It'll rub off the silver, and it'll smooth it down, and it'll be meleches memachik. So you can polish your silver or anywhere, but not silver with this stuff, because this stuff will be memachik. Okay. Ponese v'chol muta. But you can use Nesser v'chol. Nesser is chol is sand. They use it for cleaning. We had it in Nida. What's Nesser? Type of soap. Right. Okay, it's also a mineral that they use for cleaning.
This one says carbonate of soda.
Carbonate of soda. Okay. It's good for indigestion also. Anyway. So this Brisa would seem to say that Nesav Echol is Mutter, because they're only disallowing Garsakoin, whatever that is. Vihotanya Nesav Echol Osa. The other Brisa said Nesav Echol is Osa. What's the Machloikis? Says the Gemara, you know what the Machloikis is. It's a mukta machloikis. We're talking when a guy brought in the chol on Erev Shabbos and he couldn't do a ma'isa. So the first ma'isa held, like we said, even if you can't do a ma'isa, I'm sorry, if you can't do a ma'isa, so you can't, so that's good enough. Therefore, it's mutam and esvah chol. The second ma'isa holds, no, even when you can't do a ma'isa, you gotta do a ma'isa, you're stuck. So the chol is mukta. No, it's us and not us robbing the thing, it's us because it's mukta. That's what the Gemara thought. My lab, hokam iflige. Mar sova bein in ma'isa. Mele the nesvah chol is mukta, so you can't use it. Mar sova lo bein in ma'isa. So the Gemara lo. The kule am lo bein in ma'isa. Like we said before, it's not a mukta problem. It's a different problem here altogether. You know what's going on over here? Gar sikon you can't use because that will certainly rub down the silver. This stuff may or may not. So it's a dovashena miskaven. It's that machloikis, a little mukta. Look, Ashur Reb Yehuda domer dovashena miskaven osir. In other words, this stuff is not for sure. It's not psik reish that'll rub the thing down, but it might. And he's certainly not interested. Cleaning, he's interested in cleaning his silver, not in rubbing down the silver right now. So it's a dovashena miskaven. That's all. So the one that says it's osir is Reb Yehuda miskaven osir, or Reb Shimon dovashena miskaven muta. Oh, so you're telling me now that the one that said Chutz mikliyaseh begar sekon, meaning nesav achol is mutter. That's Reb Shimon. Okay, so I can't be mayukim the Lord or shorik Reb Shimon. Eim a sefer. It says over there you can use anything on your kalim except gar sekon on silver. Avol lo yochu behem sairo. But don't use that stuff on your hair. Why not? Because it may pull out the hair. You tell me it's Reb Shimon. That's also Nesav Achol is a Dovshen Miskaven. It's a Mishnah, it's Mutter according to Reb Shimon. E Reb Shimon, Mishnah Koshori. Reb Shimon allows you to use Nesav Achol on your hair. Nozir, now again, on Shabbos we have a problem, but a Nozir has the problem all the time. He can't cut his hair. So it's a Mishnah Nozir, Nozir, correct. Nozir, Choyfev Umefasbeis. Choyfev means to, what do you call it? Flatten down the hair. Mefas means to separate the hair. And the Mishnah explains later using choil. Have a low soyric, you can't comb out the hair, that's a psik ratio. But with Nesav Achol, you can comb your hair. This Bryce says you can't. You can clean, you can use it on your kalim, but you can't use it on your hair. So this can't be Reb Shimon, that's not an Eitzah. So we're back stuck. What's the machloikis over there? Elo, Hovaho Reb Yehuda, they're both Reb Yehuda. Utre Tanoi Aliba de Reb Yehuda. It's portion of machlokes in the Mitzvahs. Again, what they taught us in fifth grade can't be, but there are plenty of yotzim that are clowns and not a lot of them. What's the problem over here? Will Nesav Achol, does it have a chance even of rubbing it out? If it has a chance, then you can't do it in Rebbe Yehuda, because Dov Shekam Nolasa. Dov Shekam Nolasa, there's no chance, nothing to talk about. It will not rub out the silver, so it's muta. Trei Tanoi, Alibad Rebbe Yehuda. Hai Tan, Alibad Rebbe Yehuda, Sovar, Gorir. The one who said also holds, he holds that Nesav Achol will sometimes rub down the silver, not always. Therefore, it's also because Dov Shekam Nolasa. Hai Tan, Alibad Rebbe Yehuda, Sovar, Lo Gorir. Okay. But you certainly can't use it on your hair, because it certainly could take out the hair. Not for sure, but it could. So Reb Yehuda is Dov Shem Miskaven also. Treg the Gemara, B'mayu Kimtik Reb Yehuda. Okay, now you tell me it's Reb Yehuda. Fine, name is Sefer. Got another headache over here. Avoponav Yodav Iraglav Mutter. That price that says you can't use it on your hair, on your head, says you can use it Ponav Yodav Iraglav. So if it's Reb Shimon, Mela, I'll say on the hair, I'll say, you can say maybe on the hair it's a psik reisha, and here it's not a psik reisha, you can do something like that. But once you're in the world of Reb Yehuda, so what's the difference, the head or the facial hair? What's the difference? It certainly could take it off. That nobody will say it. There's no chance of taking it off. But Mayu Kim's going to be safe. I'll ponov yada ragla muto may ever say it takes off the hair. Zogdimo will have to be matrik. It's talking in a case where there's no facial hair, that's all, there's no beard. Iboy same with cotton, Iboy same with Beisha, Iboy same with Besaurus. Okay. What then is the Chiddush? I don't know. What are you telling me? I don't know exactly. But okay, that's how the Gemara comes out. Omer Reb Yehuda, Ofa Levinto Shori. The grindings from a brick, Shori to wash your hand, Lachuponov. Even someone has it. I mean, that stuff will not cause the hair to fall out. Amrav Yosef, kus for the yasmin shori. Rashi says it's psoilas from shumshimin, and the oruch on the side says it's mixed with virichel yasmin. Yasmin is some sort of an herb. What do I got for it? So come, nobody knows like what this stuff is. What? Yeah, what's the kus for part of it? Yes, sesame seeds mixed with jasmine. That's how the Arab goes, some sort of concoction over there. Rashi just seems to say it's leftover sesame seeds. Omarova offer pilpule shori, ground up peppers. It won't take off the hair. Okay. Omar Avshesh is barda shori. Barda, you have in the Gemara, is a type of cleaning thing. He says you'll have to wash your face with it. What is it? My barda. Omar Yosef, it's also a mixture. Tilsa ohola, a third is made out of oil. Oil we had also in the, but I have a word for it. It's some sort of a root. Eloi, okay, fine. It's a third of that stuff. Tilsa osa, that's hadasim. The tilsa sigli, it's also a type of herb. They have some sort of word for it here. Violets. Whew, interesting concoction. It's a third aloe, a third hadasim, and a third violets. Okay? That stuff, at that mixture, at that proportion, will not take the hair out. Now, the problematic ingredient here is the ohalo. That's what takes out the hair. So, Reb Yosef said, you better stick to only a third. If you have more than a third ohalo, it will take your hair out. He says, no. As long as it's not 51, or it's up to 50%, oh, aloe, you're okay. When that gets you into trouble. Woman named Reb Sheshes, Mao lift soa zesim b'shabbos. We'll go with Tosis Pshat, it's a little bit easier. Meaning, Elitzaya means what they have in English, it's to crack them open.
Bruise,
yeah, to get the shemen out. Again, because they use shemen zayas also as a cleaning thing. For pots, for the Gemaras that use it. And it's basically, I want to know, can I use shemen zayas on Shabbos? Will that take the hair out? Bom neem shem alif tzor zayasim b'Shabbos. So he, who did he ask? That was, they asked Pshesh's that. So Pshesh's said, forget about Shabbos. You can't ever do that. It's Bizoyan Oichlin. You're smashing the date. I'm sorry, the olive to get out the oil to use as a cleaning agent. That's Bizoyan Oichlin. Forget about Shabbos. Who said you can do it all together? Who told you you can do it on Wednesday? Zogdemar, because he holds, because some shem hefsed Oichlin. Lema pliga de Shmuel. I say that's against Shmuel and Baruch Sama Shmuel. Also, Adam called Sarko Bepas. A person could use bread for some other purpose. Crumble it into an oichel, whatever. Zokta, that's not right. I mean, Pasal Me'isa. There, you're using for the pas for some, it won't become most. You can use it afterwards. Hani Me'isa, here, you're messing up your zayas by doing that. Okay. Oh, interesting story here. Amemer Mazuchi Veravashi. Havu Yasve. The three of them were sinning. Isola Kamayu Bardo. They brought before him this Bardo stuff to wash with. So we said before, you can use it on Shabbos. Ameim of Ravashi Moshe. They washed. Mazuchelo Moshe. He didn't wash. Now, they thought he didn't hear the previous memory that Bardo doesn't take off the hair. They thought that Mazuchu was afraid. He didn't want to use his Bardo stuff because it would take off the hair. Armulei. You don't hold like Rav Sheshes who told us before that Bardo is Muta? Rav Mordechai, who happened to have been there, also throws in Bar Minei Demar. You can't learn anything from him. He's not worried about Shabbos. He Bechalal wasn't a person who washed that often. Very interesting Gemara. Dafilu Bechol Nami Lo. He wouldn't have done it on Wednesday either. Stam washing Mitten Darina. You can take them off. Shall besoro gilde is like scabs, face. Shall so bishvil tsairo, because they're bothering him. In bishvil yapos, but to make yourself look better, also to wash stamazay, just for the purpose of looking better. He held this also interesting thing. Rashi says also yilbash geber simlas isho. It's a feminine zach. Now Tosis right away throws in, even, I mean we don't hold like him, but even according to him, if the tzar, it doesn't have to be physical tzar, if you're embarrassed to walk that way outside, that's also tzar. But stamazeh he didn't wash. Interesting. And they hold no such thing for kids, I need to wash. The inu kimans of ruah, ki hodasanya roichitz odam pon of yoda veral b'chol yoim, not for a reason for it necessarily, bishvil koinoi. Everything Hashem made was for his covet. So Rashi says, Eat it a pshat is ki betzelam alakim osa. See, you wash yourself because you are a tzelam alakim, and it's covered for the melech to wash the melech tzelam. Or he says a different chesed, that if people will see briyos noise, people see people look nice, they'll say baruch shekocha lo balom, or they'll come to shevach hanakodesh baruch hu. Reb Lezer ben Azar Yomer, we had in the Mishnah, if you remember, once you get the cover off the box, again, don't forget, they had a box, then stuffing, and then the pot was in there. So you got the top off, however, it's muktzah. How do you eat? The top is muktzah. Now, Reb Elezer said, Elezer ben Azariah told us, don't pull your pot out of there. Why? Because you may take it out, then the walls will crumble. You won't be able to put it back because that's muktzah. You'll have to move it around. So just tip it out. The Chachamim said, no, take it out and put it back. Now, not clear what they meant. Let's see. Omer Rebaba Rebchi Barashi, Hakol Modim, everybody agrees. Shem Niskalkolo Hagumo, Sheosu Lahazi. That's for sure. Everybody agrees that if you pull this out and the gumo falls apart, you can't put the pot back because that will require moving with the hands of the muktzah. That nobody can disagree. Oh, the problem is, so what didn't the Chachamim say exactly? Tanan v'chachomim omrim, not to lomarza. They said, you take the pot out and put it back. What are you talking about? Either lo niskalkalo. You're talking, they took it out, this stayed perfectly, and you put it back. How could Reb Lezer disagree with them? What's the talk? What's wrong with that? Either lo niskalkalo hagumo, shapir karmi rabon. Of course they're right. What's ridiculous? You took it out, why can't you put it back? Elolav, they must be talking where the guma fell apart, and still they let you put it back. That's again what you just said. You just told me, Rabbi Barashi just told me that if the guma fell apart, everybody agrees you can't put it back. Says the Gemara, no. Lo liyolam de lo niskalkul. Of course, when the Chacham said you can put it back, they meant it stayed that form stayed in form. You put it right back. What then did Reb Lezer ben Azariah say? How could he say he can't put it back? The machloikis is, can you take it out? Are we afraid it'll fall apart? Reb Lezer ben Azariah is saying, don't take the pot out, because I'm afraid it will fall apart, and then you'll be stuck back on the way in. Chachamim say, I'm not afraid of that. Meaning, take it out and put it back. Do whatever you want. If it falls apart, you're in trouble. But you don't have to be afraid up front that that will happen. Mainly, you don't have to tip your pot. You can pull it out and put it back. If it happens to crumble, you're going to be in trouble over there. V'hogah b'choyshishin komifligay. Reb Lezer is nervous the guma will fall apart, so he says don't take your pot out of there. I'm not worried about that, but if it happens there's nothing to talk about. Okay, slikusto is some sort of a grass. Rashi says it's pretty and it smells good. They would fill up a pot with earth, they would stick it in there, and they would put it in, it was like a fancy sound, they put it in front of the sorin. Now, what they do, they usually would, when they wanted to smell it, they would pull it out, smell it, and put it right back in. Question is, can you do that on Shabbos? Can you go back and forth like that? So he says, Hai slikusto, dotsa sholf of other dotsa sharya. If on Erev Shabbos, you stuck it in, pulled it out, and stuck it in, then you can continue doing it on Shabbos. Ve'i lav osa. Hold 1 second. Omar Shmuel, hi Sakina de Beni Urbe. Very similar problem. He has a knife, and for safekeeping, he would stick it in the wall between the bricks and the mortar. He would stick it in. Same thing. If you did before Shabbos, dots a shulf of other dots in out now. Sure, vilav os. Oh, so that's the shaila here. What's going on over here? Is the Mishkul Rishon? You'd say it's muktzah because you're moving the earth, or you're moving the stuff in the wall. Oh, so that, but that's not so simple, because that's like you said yesterday. That's tiltum atzad, and that's tiltum atzad. But tzayir dova hamuta. I don't need the earth. I need the slakusta. I need the knife. Tiltum atzad tzayir dova is muter on Shabbos. Says Tosis on Mem Gimel, he can't learn this Gemara else muktzah. There'd be no problem here as muktzah. The problem here is making the hole chayfa gumba. So what they're saying is, if you stick it in, take it out, and stick it in on every Shabbos, you already widened the gumba. You're not going to do any damage on Shabbos. But to put it in and out the first time on Shabbos, you'll be making a gumba. That's what's going on here. Okay. Mazuch vitemi ravashi yom bigurdisa de koni shapir dami. In English, what's gurdisa de koni is like. Exactly what it is it's reeds. It's a reeds They have an English word for it. I have no idea what it is. A comb of reeds. Basically, it's reeds, but there's a base over there, and the reeds are coming out of the base. It's one thing on the bottom, and then reeds come out, and they're tightly packed. He would put his knife back in there. That's no problem. There's no zachor for guma. What's the problem at all? So Rashi says you might think that when you go in, you're slicing down the side of the reed and might be memachik. He says nothing to worry about there. There's no problem. Okay, now back to our previous thing, the in and out business. Omalei Rav Mordechai LeRov, Moser Rav Ktina Tiyufta, Hatoymein Lefes. It's not nice. Left is a turnip, so it's a radishes, I think. He put it in the ground. He's not planting. He was storing the vegetables in the earth. He's timing it in the earth. It was stored in that refrigeration. They would keep it there. Okay, what's the din? If some of the... It wasn't completely under the ground. Some of the leaves were sticking out above ground. There's no problem. Now Rashi points out that this, that the leaves are sticking out, has nothing to do with the Mishnah until the very end. Makes no difference. What we're saying here is, now obviously we're talking where it didn't take root. If it rooted in the ground, and don't do it mukts or anything like that, then there's going to be a problem of taking it out on Shabbos. That's ktsira. You put it in the ground, it didn't take root yet. Okay, now. Lo mishum kilayim, that's not called kilayim, meaning it's gefen, it's something else, because he didn't plant it, it's just being stored in the ground. And we're not worried, it looks like lo mishum shvius, let's say it's shvius, so tell me now it's shvius stuff, it wasn't planted, it grew, I just put it in the ground, taking it out. Lo mishum maiser, yeah, you don't say it was in the ground, I took it out, and I got to take maiser on, grew more. V'nitolin b'shabbos. Now, for this, Rashi says, that's why you need the mixas olav. Because if it was completely covered, there's no way to get it on Shabbos. You can't get through the dirt, that's the mukta. But if part of the thing is there, it says you can grab hold of that, what do you call it? Of the leaf, and pull the whole thing out. Now, what happened? The mukta is no problem. It's right to tilt them outside the earth. But what happened to your problem of choyfer gumo over there? Why isn't there choyfer gumo? That's the Tiyufta. Explains that Taisus. The Taisus in many places are bothered. It's a very usual thing here to have the Tiyufta from an open Mishnah. Simchim Brais, a Mishnah. Taisus Menoches says a Pella. How could it be that Shmuel, whoever over here is, Rafuna and Shmuel, didn't know a Mishnah in Zeroyim? To not know a Brais, the Gemara will let him get away with. But not to know a Mishnah. Taisus Menoches says, he remains with a Kasha. How could this be? We don't find that an Amor doesn't know a Mishnah. Taisa Mem Gimel says, what's going on is very simple. What's the kasha here? Because it says you can pull it out. You know, maybe it's dotsa for shalva or the dotsa. I mean, he didn't say it's dotsa forever. He says, dotsa, if you didn't do anything on Friday, but Friday put it in and out, that's good enough. So maybe the Mishnah is talking. What's the big kasha over here? It says, Avada Shmuel knew the Mishnah. But Shmuel assumed the Mishnah will be talking, The Gemara held that a Stam Mishnah Kelayim, you can't say he's talking Vedotza Shof of Dotza, but didn't tell us. That's why he made it to Yufta. But there's no question here that he knew the Mishnah. That's a Nechapman, a Mishnah over here. They just held it's a Doichak to say that when a Mishnah doesn't say it. Mel, it's a Kasha. But he certainly knew the